just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
The mind is a complicated device. It plays games. Sometimes difficult to interpret. In fact, nothing that a mind perceives is as it is. If I call somebody beautiful, that beauty is the projection. If I call somebody good, that goodness is a projection. If somebody is very beautiful and I say this person is beautiful, so that is my interpretation. For another person, this person may not be beautiful. Or rather, exactly opposite. That person may be ugly. So, we live in the world of dualities, where there are bad things and good things. But this goodness, this beauty, is just an interpretation, is just the projection. I like somebody, I love somebody, I feel that person is beautiful. But for somebody else, that person is not beautiful. That person is not good. Then how to define goodness and how to define beauty? Good, bad, sin, charity. Very difficult to define. Because everything is just a projection of the mind. If you want to know the reality, You will have to go beyond all the dualities. A stage where you see everything as one, rather than this or that as true things. The truth is somewhere lost in our interpretations. There is a man who is working in his garden. He loses his eggs. He tries to search it and comes to the conclusion that it has been stolen. And near his garden, there is a hut. In that hut lives a poor boy with his mother. They go in the forest, cut woods and earn their living. This man, the rich man whose garden is this, has lost his eggs. And looking at the manner, the demeanor, the gesture of this boy, this rich man concludes that his eggs has been stolen by this boy. So everything about that boy appears suspicious. The way the boy walks, the way the boy sees, talks. So rich man comes to the conclusion that this boy must be the culprit. He must have stolen my eggs. And every time he sees that boy, reconfirms himself. Yes, this is the thief. But then one day, the man finds his eggs in his own garden. The next day, the man sees this boy. The boy appears so innocent. The boy appears so childlike. So everything is the projection. This man is projecting his thoughts, his desires, his opinions. If I say this pen is very good, I just love it. My friend would come and say, I just hate this pen. This is so worse. This is worst pen I have seen. Is this a pen? I just don't like it. It is disgusting. For me, I have just fallen in love with this pen. A man loves a woman and he says that this woman is the most beautiful woman in the world. I just love her. I have never seen such a beautiful person in my whole life. She is so full of all virtues. But this woman's brother, who is staying with her from childhood, he says, this girl is dangerous. I can't just stand her. We can't sit in the same room for more than 10 minutes. Every meeting results in conflicts and debates and discussion and arguments. I can't just stand this lady. So when I say that this person is beautiful, this is my interpretation. That may not be true. There were four people who were crucified. Jesus Christ and three other. So those three others were criminals, hardcore criminals. Pontius Pilate, he was a good man who was the chief there, the viceroy. Jews go to him and they said, crucify Jesus, crucify Jesus. But they have a system that one person can be freed. So he asked the public, tell me, whom you want to get free? So everybody says, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. But this Pontius is a good man, he is impartial. He had a personal meeting with Jesus and he comes to the conclusion that Jesus is innocent. Though he is bold, but he doesn't deserve to be crucified. He again goes to the public and asks the people, tell me whom you want, one of the four. And they say that one criminal, he should be freed and crucify Jesus. For them, Jesus was a criminal. He was crucified. Christianity got established. For Christian, Jesus is God. He is the only begotten Son of God. He is the highest. So for somebody, the same person is criminal. For others, the same person is God. Mind plays games. If you want to know as things are, you have to go beyond mind. Because mind is a deception. And the method to go beyond mind is meditation. Through meditation only you can reach the stage of no mind. And second is spiritual drills. Spiritual drills of the mind. By using the mind, you go beyond mind. Mind is to be used. For what? To go beyond it. You are using it as a tool. And once you learn to use mind, gradually you also learn to go beyond it. Because the reality is far behind mind, far beyond mind. Because mind is a deception. It lives in the world of dualities, interpretations, projections. What I perceive as true, that is true for me, not for others. I speak and I feel that I am speaking so nicely. And somebody comes and confirms with me, yes, definitely you spoke well. But then I find somebody is coming and saying it was worst. So it's all about interpretations. The jungle of interpretations, projections. This person is beautiful. In fact, that person is just a screen. I am putting my thoughts and projecting upon that. This is beautiful. He is just a screen. The other person is saying this is not good. Yeah. Not just benefit, but our own habits, our own likes, dislikes, biases, prejudices, everything coupled together. And the result is our interpretation. So when I say that I love this cold, I am interpreting. This is my interpretation. Somebody says, I just hate cold. That is his interpretation. Cold has nothing to do with both of you. It is a screen. Objects are screen, persons are screen, situations are screen. The same situation somebody uses that situation and goes ahead. And for somebody, that situation is a stumbling block that makes him stop. Small children were playing the games on the street. One of them becomes engine and the rest of them become different boogies. And they enjoy. They are playing railway game. So one of them is becoming engine and others are holding the shirt of the person who is in front of them and they are moving right, chuk 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 chuk, like that they are moving. They are playing and the person is watching them. He enjoys. And every day the persons are changing. This time A is becoming engine, next day B is becoming engine, next day C is becoming engine. But there is one boy who is always guard. He is never becoming engine or boogie. So the man goes to that boy and asks, every day you become guard, why you don't become engine? Don't you feel the desire? He says, I am a poor boy. I don't have shirt. So how can I become engine? How will they stand behind me? Because I don't have shirt, I am poor. So I prefer to become guard. So this small boy has accepted the reality. But we don't accept. Why this is like that? Why that is like that? We start comparing. He is not comparing himself. That these people have shirts, I don't have shirt. These people are becoming engine or boogie, I don't become. No. Rather, he comes to the conclusion that I have to stay as a guard. So he accepted the situation without comparison, without jealousy. So we are understanding or trying to understand this divine message of 13th July 2009. Today is the third part of that. Phir Baba ne sabko bagiche mein bitha diya aur kaha, bacche jaise apne char din vishesh numa sham ke samay yog ki bhinna bhinna avasthao ka anubhav kiya, aise roj 7 se 7:30 ya 8 baje tak yah man ki drill zarur karna, isse आप में शक्ति भरेगी, जैसे शरीर की ड्रिल से शक्ति भरती है, इससे भी शक्ति भरेगी। फिर बाबा ने कहा, बच्चों ने 4 दिन विशेष भट्टी की है तो इन्हों को सौगात क्या देंगे। सो जस्ट एज फिजिकल ड्रिल मेक्स यू पावरफुल, व्हेन यू एक्सरसाइज, व्हेन यू फ्लेक्स द मसल्स बिकम पावरफुल, एंड इफ यू डोंट exercise the muscle, they remain flabby and dull. And then you go on seeing doctors, asking them to give you some tablet, some syrup, some injection for strength. Strength doesn't come with multivitamins and calcium supplements. The strength comes by exercising. Body needs good exercise. Body needs flexing, bending, stretching, warming. Body needs lifting and increasing the muscle building. So body needs exercise. So when you exercise, your body becomes powerful. And in the powerful body lies the powerful mind. In the weak body, weak mind will be there. But don't get obsessed with this exercise business. We are mind workers, we are mental workers, not body workers. But yes, some amount of exercise is needed, and natural exercises like running, walking, jogging, swimming, this is but natural. Stretching, body needs them. Don't get obsessed with them, but you do need them. The body remains perfectly fit, alert, active, agile with these exercises. So when you exercise, your muscles become strong, your body becomes strong. When you swim, you feel as if you are floating. Singing, dancing, you feel this is as if me. That's our natural sanskar. So do all those natural things. Initially, these are tough, but gradually they become natural. A baby is in the womb of mother for 9 months. What is he doing there? Swimming in the liquid. So swimming, cycling means cycling. These are natural things. For cycling, you need a bicycle. But yes, it is something, a good exercise. There was a scientist who made a 6 month child swim. And now they are making experiments even to make a child younger than that, this age, to swim. So these are natural things. So mind becomes, the body becomes, body should be flexible, The body should be strong, good stamina, and body should be active. Flexibility will come with asanas, postures, but don't waste too much time on them. Otherwise, you don't have to become, but they are necessary. They keep your body flexible. Stamina, strength, you need weight building, weight lifting, especially kumas. They should become powerful. You have to carry a lot of luggages, so your hands should be strong. Especially when you cross the railway station from one junction to another with all those luggages, you should be strong. And third, you should be active. Very smart body, very, very active body, which doesn't get tired easily. That comes with running, jogging, walking, swimming, climbing, mountaineering. All adventure exercise, horse riding, anything, but river rafting, whatever you want to do, just do jumping, long jumps. So your body becomes active. Hurdle race, yes, hurdle race. Dancing, that's natural. That's natural. So your body should become disease free. Healthy, fit, perfect. You just enjoy it. You don't have to waste your time and money in sickness, in medications, in hospital visits, hospital bills, investigations, talking about your illnesses. I am having this, I am having that. A fit body makes spiritual life very easy, while a diseased body makes spiritual life difficult, though not impossible. But when you are in command of a powerful body, a supple body, flexible body, a nimble body, an agile body, a disease-free body, a healthy body, a sickness-free body, a pain-free body, you can ascend the ladder of spirituality fast. So Baba says, just as you do exercise, drills for body, now do drills for the mind, mind drills. What are the mind drills? Going out of the body and coming inside the body. One is a simple drill. Move out of the body, reach the subtle world. Move out of the body, reach the soul world. Move out of the body and reach and attain the angelic stage. Watch everyone as a witness. That is also a mental drill. You don't get caught up in those interpretations and in those projections. You move and watch everything as a detached observer, Sakshi. Sakshi is the stage where you break all your illusions, interpretations and projections. Yesterday's Murli also Baba said, in sustenance, you have got divine sustenance, the line of divine sustenance. If you can make somebody your companion, but then stay as a Sakshi and Sati. So, to go beyond mind, you have to make mind your friend. Make friendship with the mind, body and mind. They are one unit. Rather, mind is the extension of the body. And body is the extension of mind. So, there should be good relationship between body and mind. They are like husband and wife. If they keep on fighting all the day long, the life would be difficult. Full of distress. There's a man who got injured. His friend asked, what happened? He said, it was my wife's birthday and I took her cake. And this is the result. The man asks, what happened? He says, my wife's name is Tapasya. But by mistake, the cake maker wrote there Samasya. So I wrote happy birthday to you, Samasya. And this is the result. So they should be having good relationships. The mind should take care of the body and the body should take care of the mind. The mind should go ahead, go beyond mind. So mind should happily let the mind go above. Otherwise we try to go up and mind tries to, body tries to pull you down, leg pulling. Where are you going? Why you are going? When you are coming back? Why you don't take me? Just as a wife asks a man, when you will come back? You just don't love me only. Why you are going without telling me? First drop me to my mother's house and then go. A good relationship so that the mind is engaged in spiritual activities. Mind loves to go beyond body. It should go gradually with the permission of the body. No conflict. You sit and naturally you become bodiless. That's the real yoga. Baba said yesterday, Nirakari, in today's blessing also, Sakar Murli's blessing. Without this, you cannot become pure with this Nirakari, bodiless, incorporeal stage. You have to go beyond five elements and five vices. So attain this stage. So, mind should get engaged in drills. Sometimes this drill, sometimes that drill. Just focus on becoming bodiless all the time. This bodiless stage takes you towards viceless stage. Bodilessness leads to vicelessness. Vicelessness leads to egolessness. It's a continuum. This is how you progress. So mind games. If you want to get rid of mind games, engage in mind drills. The drill of the mind to go beyond the body. The drill of the mind to reach the highest. The drill of the mind to touch the greatest. The highest truths. Otherwise, you are caught up in the mind games. Mind games are below. Mind drills are above. Mind games lead to interpretations and projections, which are often a sort of mirage below the whips. Om Shanti.